WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. The Francis Scott Key Bridge that stretches over Baltimore Harbor struck by a large cargo ship overnight. It is now a mangled mess in the water. There is an active search and rescue operation going on. ABC's Ike Ajachi says efforts are underway.
Video being shared online overnight shows the massive steel structure and multiple vehicles falling into the Patapsco River. Fire officials say one vehicle is as big as a tractor trailer. Multiple people also fell into the water. Maryland authorities confirm all lanes of traffic are closed in both directions. The bridge opened in 1977 and carries Interstate 695 over the river, which is a busy shipping area. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Baltimore.
The water is cold and dark, currently about 47 degrees. 11 million people use that bridge every year. The governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, declaring a state of emergency. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
50,000 gallons were needed to extinguish a commercial fire in the town of Cold Spring on Friday night. According to Whitewater Fire and EMS, crews responded to a commercial fire about 5 to 6 miles north of the City of Whitewater Fire Station in the town of Cold Spring. A large outbuilding was on fire. The building allegedly was a legacy barn that had been converted to a privately owned automotive shop. A Hartford man has been charged with his fifth OWI after a deputy initiated a traffic stop on Highway 12 near Ferndale Road in the town of Delton Saturday night. 49-year-old Fred J. Loud of Hartford was arrested for his fifth OWI. A 63-year-old Madison woman also charged with her fifth OWI after a traffic stop Saturday afternoon on U.S. Highway 12 near Lehman Road in the township of Baraboo. After observing signs of impairment, the deputy arrested 63-year-old Becky Castile for her fifth OWI. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Scattered off and on rain is likely this morning that will gradually taper off this afternoon and actually could change over to a few flurries by late today. Our high 50 this morning, dropping into the 30s by late afternoon. Wind will be southwest at 15 to 25. Tonight 22, tomorrow sunshine with a high of 39. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7.
No strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. I've spoken. A rainy Tuesday, and we've already Rickrolled you today. I know, it's a dirty, dirty trick. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm Maddie Jones. Hopefully your Tuesday is going okay. Probably still a little early to judge. Make sure you have the umbrella handy, at least for a good portion of the day. These scattered on and off showers are going to taper off this afternoon. As the temperature drops from 50 to the 30s, though, we could see a few flurries. So don't let that surprise you too much. Then cooler tomorrow, sunny and 39. Right now, it's 49. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers now. Don't come around here no more on 99.7 Max FM.
Don't come around here no more. Don't come around here no more. Whatever you're looking for. Hey! Don't come around here no more. I'm giving up. Stop. I'm giving up. Stop. I
99.7 Max FM.
There is Phil Collins, Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm Maddie Jones. Now, do you remember that iconic door from the movie movie Titanic, the one that saved Kate Winslet's character Rose and pretty much sealed the fate for Leonardo DiCaprio's character Jack? Well, that has been sold at an auction for a staggering $719,000. This prop fetched the highest amount among other famous items like Indiana Jones' bullwhip and Jack Nicholson's axe from the Shining. Winslet's chiffon dress that she wore in the film's final act was sold for $125,000. Now, the debate among fans about whether or not both characters could have fit on the panel door continues. In fact, James Cameron had to address those rumors at one point, saying that while Jack may have lived, his character's actions aligned with his protective nature towards Rose. I think he was just trying to get fans to lay off after so many years of wondering why Jack had to die as well. Now, don't forget, coming up next hour, I know, it's been a long time. We're still not over it. You're going to have a chance to qualify with our Civic Media Statewide Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. Just be listening for the word of the hour. Use the Civic Media app to text it to us. And then you're going to qualify for a getaway to Chula Vista Resort plus our grand prize. It's getting us really ready for the spring and summer months. A couple of blenders, bicycles, and even a patio love seat. So you definitely don't want to miss out on your chance to text and win coming up next hour. Taking a look at this forecast right now. Some scattered on and off rain tapering off this afternoon. Now, as the temperatures drop, we could actually see that change into some flurries. We're going to start out around 50 this morning and then be in the 30s by later this afternoon. 22 tonight, and then tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high near 39. Right now, it's 49.
Your experience is our top priority at Back Road Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Back Road Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing like a hot tub? Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply after portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Let's
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget birthdays and anniversaries coming up next hour, right before 8 o'clock, in fact. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Robbie Neville now, this is C'est La Vie on Max FM.
I don't like things that are scary and painful.
Max FM.
Coming.
The Knack and My Sharona, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. We hope that you're having a great morning so far. Thank you so much for joining us. People helping people, nearing the end of their Easter Adopt-A-Family fundraiser and still asking for our help for a few more days in raising monetary donations so that low-income families in Sauk, Columbia, Adams, and Juneau counties have all the groceries they need for a full Easter dinner. Now, if you're able to contribute, any amount is greatly appreciated. A couple bucks goes a long ways to putting cans of veggies on the shelves or macaroni and cheese on those pantry shelves. You have a few different ways of getting that money to PHP. Now, you can mail it to them or you can put it in their office drop slot, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo, or you can go to their website and donate, phpofwisconsin.org. The goal is to raise between $3,000 and $5,000, and you guys are doing an amazing job. Last update we got, we were over $2,700. And of course, they're going to be taking these donations for a few more days until March 30th. So really, let's push this thing home and really get as much food on those pantry shelves as we absolutely can. Now, again, for more information about this Easter Adopt-A-Family fundraiser, for more information about other programs over at People Helping People, or to make that online donation, phpofwisconsin.org. Coming up next hour, you're going to have another chance to qualify in our Ride into Spring statewide text to win contest. If you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app, you need to run over to your Play Store or your Apple Store and grab that, absolutely free. We're going to give you a word of the hour. When you hear us give that, you're going to have until 8 o'clock to text it in using the app. You just got to scroll to the very bottom and find Max the Mouse's face. Use the prompts from there, and then you're going to qualify to win some really great stuff, including a getaway to Chula Vista Resort, a little staycation for anybody around here, plus our grand prizes, which include a blender, a couple of bicycles, and a patio love seat just in time for the spring and summer months. So again, next hour, chances for you to qualify in that Ride into Spring text to win contest. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Eventually, we're going to lose the rain showers, maybe see some flurries though before that happens, because temperatures are going to be dropping today. And then tomorrow, cooler, but at least we're going to see the sunshine. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports. And right now, it's your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. There's a number of great Easter egg hunts for the kiddos all across the area for this Easter weekend. Prairie du Sac Fire Department is going to be hosting their Easter egg hunt and 5K run walk. So it'll be happening on Saturday, March 30th at Marion Park. $20 if you pre-register, $25 if you register the day of, and that is for the 5K run walk. The Easter egg hunt is a free event, weather permitting. Will start at 10 a.m. You can go to pdsfire.com or check out their Facebook page for more details. The Portage Lions Club will also be hosting their Easter egg hunt that same day. This will be on the John Muir and Woodridge School grounds. Thousands of foil-wrapped chocolates will be on the grounds. The hunt will start promptly at 10 a.m. Children will split into the following age groups: 1 to 3 years old, 4 to 6, 7 to 8, and 9 to 11-year-olds. The Easter Bunny, along with Leo the Lion, will be on site for photo opportunities. Bring along a sack or basket to collect some sweet treats, and in the case of poor weather, the Lions will pass out eggs on the curbside. Again, this is going to be on Saturday, 10 a.m. until 10:30, and it's from the Portage Lions Club. And the Easter Bunny will continue to stay busy as they'll be heading over to Roxbury on Saturday at 1 p.m. St. Norbert's Church in Roxbury. The Easter egg hunt will happen rain, snow, or shine for this one. There's also going to be live bunnies. Bring your camera for a picture with the Easter Bunny. And, of course, the traditional Easter egg hunt will have treat bags courtesy of the Knights of Columbus. All are welcome. Again, this one is happening at St. Norbert's Church in Roxbury. Again, these are just a few of the many Easter-related events happening around the area. Many businesses will also have some as well. Check out the Area Chamber of Commerce website for more details or individual businesses for their specials and deals.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event.
This isn't a TV show.
No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health-friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Some bad news for the Brewers this week. I'm Bill Scott with sports. As the regular season approaches, the team learned they would start the year without their starting center fielder, Garrett Mitchell, because of a fracture in his left hand. Mitchell will get a second opinion, but an early tentative timeline for a return would be 1 to 2 months. Brewers crushed the Rockies 10-1 yesterday. Eric Haas blasting a three-run homer, while Rhys Hoskins, William Contreras, and Joey Ortiz also went deep. Brewers close out Cactus League play with another matchup against the Rockies today. Number 2 Marquette gearing up for their Sweet 16 appearance against North Carolina State in Dallas on Friday night. Wolfpack edging number 14 Oakland to advance in the South region. Badger women's basketball team picked up a WNIT victory last night, 67-62 over Southern Indiana. The Badgers coming from 19 down to earn the win. Sarah Williams with her 17th straight double-double, 24 points and 11 rebounds. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Scattered off and on rain is likely this morning that will gradually taper off this afternoon and actually could change over to a few flurries by late today. Our high 50 this morning, dropping into the 30s by late afternoon. Wind will be southwest at 15 to 25. Tonight 22, tomorrow sunshine with a high of 39. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49. 99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. You're going to want to keep that umbrella handy at least through this morning while those showers continue cooler by this afternoon. Here's Santana and Rob Thomas.
Man, it's a hot one. Like 7 inches from the midday sun. Well, I hear you whispering the words to melt everyone. But you stay so cool. My Mojito.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
At home, your mind.
Don't dream it's over. There is Crowded House. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Checking out your forecast right now. Some scattered on and off rain tapering off this afternoon. We could see a few flurries as those temperatures drop from near 50 this morning into the 30s by this afternoon. Down to 22 tonight. Then lots of sun and 39 tomorrow. So definitely a little bit cooler. Right now, it's 49. Coming up this morning on Max FM, you're going to have a chance next hour to qualify for our statewide Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. Remember, you got to have the Civic Media app in order to do that. When we give you the word of the hour, you're going to have until 8 o'clock to text it in using that app. You just have to scroll to the very bottom of all the stations, find Max the Mouse, click on that, and then it's going to prompt you on how to text. And remember, that's going to qualify you for some really great stuff, including a little staycation at Chula Vista Resort. Also, the grand prizes, including a blender and a couple of bicycles and a patio love seat as we get you ready for the spring and the summer months. Also coming up this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about sunshine guilt, which is something we experience a lot in the spring after some days of some really awful weather. Get ready to maybe have that tomorrow. We'll get into it and discuss what it actually is. Plus, millennial parents, well, they think they're doing a whole lot better job raising their kids than their own parents did. So we're also going to discuss that this morning. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up as well. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. ABC News and local news at 7 o'clock. Sports later this morning with Mike Ganger, plus all the music you need to start your Tuesday. It's all coming up on 99.7 Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Uses directed. Keep out of reach of children.
80s, 90s, and more.
Clever. Did you stay up all night writing that?
99.7 Max FM.